novels, stories set in space that are about as accurate scientifically as they can possibly be, especially given the more out there stuff that he sometimes gets into. But yeah, Project Hail Mary is about as good of a book adaptation as I've ever seen. Ryan Gosling is insanely charming. It looks beautiful. I kept watching it being like, okay, so best picture, best actor, best visual effects. I was like, I just kept rattling off things like, well, if they were nominated in this Oscars category, I wouldn't be mad. And people seem to love it. I mean, science fiction can sometimes be a dubious prospect for the Lindsay, but this one has, you know what, Scott? It blasted off. And continuing to rocket through the box office. Yeah, I did that.
Yeah, you kind of spaced out on us there. I liked it, though. Another movie that's...
I can keep spacing out on you if you want.
And let's talk about the money being raked in by the Super Mario Galaxy movie that came out a week ago. That's the biggest movie. That's Oppenheimer or something? I don't know. It seems to be doing really well globally. What's up with Super Mario?
Well, yeah. This is me continuing to space out because we're going from Project Hail Mary to the Super Mario Galaxy.
Ah,
get it?
Yeah, I do now.
See what I did there?
Yeah, I do.
But the Super Mario Galaxy movie, it's the sequel to 2023 Super Mario Brothers movie, which also wrecked the box office. So far, the Super Mario Galaxy movie is doing the same, I have yet to see it, for the record, but I actually really enjoyed the first one, and I understand that it's a little light when it comes to story, but just when it comes to being pure fun, like, I've been seeing some weird reactions to the Galaxy movie, and I'm just like, we can have fun sometimes.
Well,
not everything has to be super heady. We can just, like, have some fun with Mario and Luigi and Peach and Yoshi and Rosalina.
Now,
seems like everyone else likes fun, too.
I think so, too. Our listeners do. Do people dress up like the characters when they come to a Super Mario movie?
Well, actually, you know what? I have seen a little bit, just some light Mario cosplay. Definitely some people with Mario, some kids and Mario dolls. But people actually at the Lindsay can dress up as the characters because we have a whole Mushroom Kingdom photo experience set up. And everyone can have their Mario... We have little glasses where everyone can be Mario, Luigi, Peach, Bowser, or Yoshi. And the fun thing I've witnessed so far is that the Marios seem to instinctively know to jump on the Yoshi's backs to take their pictures. That happened twice last week when I was taking pictures of people.
All right.
And I also just want to quickly say that we have a Super Mario Galaxy sensory-friendly screening. This Saturday, April 11th at 10 a.m. And, that's for kids, families, anyone on the autism spectrum, or just anybody who, likes watching movies in a lower stress environment. Because they're discounted at $8.75. Still plenty available. Yeah.
How does that work? How do you...
Taking over the Lindsay.
What's the different environment to when you're doing the ones for the people on a spectrum? Is it a different presentation? Is the volume different? Is the lighting different? Is there a different introduction? What makes it different?
I guess I should have gone into specifics. Everything you said is pretty much accurate. We keep the house lights up. We lower the film's volume. We keep all of our doors open so everyone has easy access to our lobby. Our staffing is increased a little bit, just in case people need a little extra help. It's usually the only thing happening at the theater at that moment, which is why it's generally on a Saturday morning before we are playing anything else. And basically the point of it is that it's a totally judgment-free screening. Like, people are allowed to make noise, they're allowed to talk. It's just some people have trouble with the way quote-unquote normal movie screenings are set up. And these are designed for the folks who just need a slightly calmer environment to watch movies. And we always get told how much people love that we do this. As far as I know, we've been doing this since 2017. And as far as I know, we're the only ones holding sensory-friendly screenings northwest of Pittsburgh.
Nice.
And we try to do that with every kid's movie we play. I should say every family-friendly movie. we play. And we just did it with Hoppers. I'm sure there are going to be plenty of opportunities, like with Minions and Toy Story 5, to do that this summer. But yeah, we'll keep them coming.
Talking with Josh Axelrod from the Lindsay Theater and Cultural Center in Sewickley. You got another new movie coming out Friday called The Drama. And I'm going to read the write-up on this. It says, a happily engaged couple is put to the test when an unexpected turn sends their wedding week off the rails. Ooh, I'm intrigued. It's called The Drama.
You should be.
What do we know about this?
I've seen The Drama. It came out last week, and because Project Hail Mary was doing so well, we wanted to give it another week to blast off. So we're starting The Drama on Friday, and The Drama stars Zendaya and Robert Pattinson as the central couple, and they are just two of the most watchable actors we have. Like, honestly, Zendaya and Robert Pattinson in a relationship dramedy should be enough for everyone. There is what I will describe as an earth-shattering twist. Ooh. Early on in this movie that kind of changes everything and kind of sends all the characters spiraling and wondering, is this the person I thought they were?
What every bride wants to think about on their wedding week, an unexpected twist that makes them question their decision. Wow.
Yeah, let me tell you, as somebody who got married relatively recently, there's wedding anxiety, there's jitters, and then there's what happens in this movie, which is at a whole other level. And it's kind of shocking, not going to lie, but it is also quite entertaining. So, I mean, again, it's Zendaya, Robert Pattinson, weird relationship dramedy. Come see it at the Lindsay.
You kind of sold me. I got to be honest there. So, and the Lindsay's got coming soon, The Mandalorian and Grogu for the Star Wars fans. What do you know about that?
Yeah, can I just quickly say, we currently have tickets open for Michael, which, you know, might be up your alley because it's the Michael Jackson biopic.
Oh, that's right.
Coming out April 24th. You skipped over two of our other videos.
I'm sorry.
And we also just opened tickets for The Devil Wears Prada 2, which comes out on May 1st and has Meryl Streep, Anne Hathaway, Emily Blunt, and Stanley Tucci all returning, and they all look exactly the same as they did 20 years ago.
And you're going to see me at the Lindsay Theater for The Devil Wears Prada 2, and I got to be honest, that's one of my all-time favorite movies, so I'm going to be a tough critic on that one. I'm a little worried if they can capture the magic again. I think they can. What do you think?
I totally understand everyone's concern whenever a legacy sequel comes out. But this one makes me feel a little better because I believe there's another Devil Wears Prada book. So it's not like they're just making up the story whole cloth, at least. They've got some source material. And again, they have the core four coming back. But to your actual question, we're getting ready for Mando and Grogu. Don't everyone worry. If there's a Star Wars movie is coming out, so Lindsay is going to grab it. And I watched all three seasons of The Mandalorian on Disney Plus. I love those characters. I mean, God, it's just a dereliction of duty for a movie theater to not have Baby Yoda on the big screen if they have the opportunity to have Baby Yoda on the big screen.
Yes.
Like, what are you doing if you don't give people that opportunity?
I have to agree. Yeah. Talking with Josh at the Lindsay Theater, and you guys always have like special programmings, whether it's some local filmmakers or some kind of movie festival. I'm not seeing anything yet on your website, but I know you got some. Hit me up. What else is?
What do you mean you're not seeing anything on our website? I work hard on those event pages.
There's so much on here. It's hard to grasp it all. How's that?
No, I understand. It can be a lot. So let me try to rip off a couple things as quickly as humanly possible. Tomorrow at 7 p.m., we have the Women in Film and Media Pittsburgh Showcase, which is celebrating all of the really talented women in Pittsburgh's film community. We're going to be showing 13 short films from 11 local filmmakers, all either directed or produced by women. Next Thursday, April 16th at 7 p.m., we have one of our emerging filmmaker showcases, which is when the local filmmakers come to us and they get to show their movies for free and the tickets are free and it's wonderful. And this one is called The Haunting of Prince Dom Pedro. It is it was filmed across 6 Western PA counties with a cast and crew of like 160 people. It's a biggie. And it's like a comic mystery about a high school Latin American studies class that, they learn the hard way that they need to take their studies more seriously.
Interesting.
It's a genre mashup that sounds really interesting. on Thursday, April 30th at 7 p.m., we've been partnering with the Sewickley Valley Historical Society to show some movies to help celebrate America's 250th birthday. And this time we are showing The Spirit of 76, which is a zany time travel adventure where time travelers are aiming to head back in time to 1776, but they end up in 1976 as America is celebrating its bicentennial and hijinks ensue. So that'll be a fun time. And then last but not least, from May 4th to May 9th, for the first time, the Lindsay is serving as a J-Film Festival satellite site, which J-Film is Pittsburgh's Jewish film festival that's run by the nonprofit Film Pittsburgh, which also runs the Three Rivers Film Festival that's held every fall. The Lindsay has been a Three Rivers site, I believe, 5 times now, and this is the first time we're going to be a J-Film site. And so we've got 7 Jewish-themed movies and, I should say, 7 Jewish-themed features and 8 Jewish-themed shorts that will be playing here between May 4th and 9th. The whole festival, I believe, runs from April 30th to May 10th. But, we're bringing people in this region content that they're not getting anywhere else. So, nobody can ever accuse the Lindsay of not having a little something for everyone at all times.
I mean, like you said, that The Spirit of 76 starring David Cassidy in his final feature film.
Yeah, and also directed by Lucas Reiner, who is Carl Reiner's son and Rob Reiner's brother.
There you go. Well, that's what we love about the Lindsay. You're giving us the big blockbuster movies. You're giving us the unique movies. You're giving us movies that have Pittsburgh aspects about that, and you serve that great popcorn. So a shout out to you.
Thank you so much. We continue to try, and you know, as much as I want to, as much as I don't even usually like popcorn, I just come in and the smell just like assaults my nose in a good way, and I'm like, okay, I need some popcorn today.
You're in the right place. Well, you're going to see one of our radio listener winners. We had a big Easter basket, and you guys contributed a gift card for that. And she said her kids are already fighting over which one gets to use that. So hopefully it's a calm fight.
I was gonna say the Lindsay does not condone violence, but we definitely condone using our gift cards whenever you get them.
All right, Josh. Anything else you want to tell us about the Lindsay Theater and what you got coming up?
I mean, that was a pretty good preview. I mean, this has just been a really fun early part of 2026 so far. I mean, between the special events and then between like the big movies, like Hoppers has been a big hit already. Wuthering Heights was a thing. Again, Project Hail Mary, I thought was going to do well, but has exceeded my wildest dreams and what a hit it's been. And again, as we laid out, we got Mario now, and then we've got Michael. We've got Devil Wears Prada 2, we've got Mandalorian and Grogu, Toy Stories 5, Minions and Monsters. I think Spider-Man movie is coming out in July, like, and it's way too early to talk about Doomsday, but man, we've got 2 of the biggest movies of 2026 coming out in the same day in December. It's the box office is looking good so far. I'm going to cross all my fingers and toes and say that people seem to be really enjoying having every opportunity to come back to the movies.
Looking forward to that. Yeah, especially this time of year, April showers and the like, good time to go inside and catch a great film.
Yeah, I was going to say, take the kids to Mario and then come cringe alongside Zendaya and Robert Pattinson in the drama this weekend.
Just might do that. Save me too for that Devil Wears Prada. I'll see you soon.
I got you, Scott.
All right, Josh. Good talking to you.
Always. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. Josh Axelrod of the Lindsay Theater. I did record this, so I'll get the...